Oszillationen sind wiederholte zeitliche Schwankungen von Zustandsgrößen eines Systems. Schwingungen können in allen rückgekoppelten Systemen auftreten. Beispiele für Schwingungen sind in der Mechanik, in der Elektrotechnik, der Biologie, in der Wirtschaft und in vielen anderen Bereichen anzutreffen. Natürlich auch in der Musik. Da schwingt ja von Natur aus so einiges. Interessant wird es, wenn sich eine Band dann auch noch so nennt. Schwingung, also Oszillation. The Oscillation.
Very good friend of mine, who knows me very well, one day said to me, if you ever start, I'd started writing some kind of psych songs or garage rock songs or psychedelic songs, I don't know. And he said, if you ever like release this stuff, you should call it The Oscillation. So he told me, it was like a nice gift. I didn't come up with the idea.
Mastermind Demian Castellanos hat The Oscillation 2006 eigentlich als Studioprojekt ins Leben gerufen.
I got a deal with this company called DC Recordings in like 2006 and started it, and I wasn't intending to play live because I just kind of recorded it for studio stuff. And then, yeah, some sort of turned into a live band. So it didn't start as a band, yeah.
Und auf die Bühne wollte Demian Castellanos erst recht nicht.
I mean, I never wanted to play live because the idea terrified me. Like really properly terrified me. I used to be sick before a show and couldn't even have a beer because I'd just be so panicking about everything going wrong. And I suppose it's just I've done it, I've got used to it. It's like anything you do, you get used to it. And I really enjoy it. A lot, but it depends on the audience, I guess, as well. But it's a challenge, you know. It's like either you can just not do something and then years later go, oh, I didn't do it because I was scared. So it's an adventure, isn't it? So I appreciate all the good things, and then I appreciate all the insecurities and fears of just being part of the experience of playing live or even releasing music. You're putting yourself out there and people might not receive it the way you think it should be, I don't know.
Die Anfänge von The Oscillation waren schwierig. Irgendwie hat's nicht richtig gepasst.
The Oscillation didn't seem to fit into any kind of thing when it first started, because it was the same time as like LCD Sound System and then also some sort of heavier garage bands, but we didn't fit in with that, and we didn't really fit in. What I was doing, it didn't kind of work with either, so. And as time has gone on, it feels like, yeah, you just get accepted.
Was hilft, ist, sich selbst zu akzeptieren und etwas Humor.
You can't take yourself too seriously, because I take life very seriously, but I try not to take myself too seriously, because that's the weak part of me. Life isn't the problem. My mind is the problem. So I find if you can make jokes about yourself, and, you know, that's better for everyone.
Wenn es um die Musik geht, ist das Vorgehen gar nicht so leicht zu erklären.
Just trying to make it as interesting as possible. I really appreciate the structure of pop music, and I also appreciate other elements. Just trying to do something different with every album, but I don't think I do, but I try. If you have a big set of influences, you can just play around with, like, you know, degrees of how much you rip off other ideas or bands that you like. I mean, I don't consciously rip people off, but I've always had concepts in my head, you know. You know, I suppose it's a bit like the same as the Jesus and Mary Chain had that thing of they loved the Beach Boys, but they loved the Velvet Underground, so they just went, combine the two, and it's their own thing.
Die Texte sind live kaum zu verstehen. Das ist Teil des Konzepts von The Oscillation. Aber wen die Texte interessieren?
If you want to know what the lyrics are, I think I've written them on Bandcamp. But the part of the intention is to actually not have all the lyrics audible. Like a lot of bands that I like who make sonic music, like there's no point if you're Bob Dylan. You need to hear what you're saying. But I'm not Bob Dylan. I'm just like, the voice is part of the music, so it should be slightly, you can put your own meaning into it if you don't know what it is. And I like that. I put a lot of time into lyrics, but I don't particularly like my voice as well, so, you know. I know how it sounds cool, so I'm not going to fucking turn it up and make it with no effects, because it'd be a nightmare.